As we've mentioned, the leaders of North and South Korea have now pledged to begin the process of formally ending the war between their two nations. Next, we're going to hear from a writer in the San Francisco Bay Area who grew up with that war always in the background.
My name is Joo-hyun Park. I'm 25 years old. I grew up in the Bay Area and also in Seoul, South Korea. My parents couldn't really talk about the war because in many ways their parents couldn't talk about the war because they lived it. A lot of this is stuff that I had to research on my own. If anything, the actual historical information came with a lot of silence in my family. I was kind of told matter-of-factly about probably as early as I could understand a very general outline of the last century of Korean history, particularly the Japanese occupation, followed by the Korean War and the division of Korea. So I was always aware that there was a North Korea. And it was usually communicated to me as one Korea that was divided. So when I talk about where my family's from or when I'm asked about it, a question that often comes up is, well, are you from North or South Korea? And a lot of that is based on this notion that North and South Korea are two totally distinct entities that have different heritages and different cultures, which isn't true because Korea was unified for more than 1,000 years prior to the Korean War, which was just in 1950. So when I hear that question, what that reveals to me in a lot of ways is that Korea only exists to a lot of people insofar as it concerns the United States or the West, right? And that's what I hear when I hear North or South. Are you good or bad, really? And to hear that as a kid is like an interesting thing to grow up with because I didn't really understand it in the depth so much that I just explained so much as I felt it on that level, right? Yeah, like North or South. I think I always had a lot of discomfort with the idea of Americanness because it was always something that I was kind of rhetorically cut out of, either people asking me where I was really from or like from. Like a lot of kids growing up in that context, I did adapt to that in ways where I kind of tried to make myself more acceptable, I guess. I changed my name to Matt right before third grade. I don't remember if a teacher recommended that we do it or if it was my parents' idea, but the reasoning behind that was basically that Joo-hyun was too difficult to pronounce, so I should get an English name to make it easier for everyone else, I guess. And then when I was in college, I kind of decided that I didn't really want to continue going by that name. It almost felt like a different persona in some ways, I guess. It just kind of felt like almost like a label that, you know, I needed to use, like kind of like a pass that I had to move around in the world with, but that didn't really reflect who I was. And I think a lot of that was because, you know, like it was ultimately something that I did in response to other people's discomfort.
Joo-hyun Park is a writer in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can read more from him at PRI.org.